Juice is in the building.
Yo.
What's cracking, my guy?
Hey, shit. Just waiting on Wes.
Always. Are you waiting on him? I just got to say one thing. I'm tired of FanDuel, tired of BetMGM, DraftKings, all that shit. I'm tired of it.
I'm fucking tired. I can't do that shit no more. I'm done.
Yeah, I really feel like I literally like yo, every night, $25 to $50. I'm taking it, balling it up, and shooting it in the motherfucking trash can. Swear to God,
it's like I'm giving all my money to a homeless person.
Oh my God, these false hopes. NBA know what they're doing. Y'all know what y'all doing. NFL, y'all know what y'all doing. Shit.
I am losing my mind. I am losing my money. I am losing hope.
Yo, I believe this shit is fixed. I don't know why, but it's fucking fixed. Like, damn. They give you one little win once a month. You win like $100 to make you feel like, all right, I'm about to go on a run. But that's the fuck it.
Man, I don't want to talk about this shit. I'm literally losing money right now, right as we speak. Right as we speak. Fucking Lugan Dortz, whatever his fucking name is, only got 3 points.
Who?
Dortz on OKC.
Yeah.
I got him over 10. He has 3 points.
Oh my God, bro.
Only 3 points.
I know I got Embiid over 30. He got fucking, he had like 17 points. I'm like, this is ridiculous. As soon as you don't pick him, he going to drop 50.
Probably 60. Just because niggas do that shit on purpose. I'm telling you, they do that shit to be smart.
I'm done.
This nigga had 3 points for fucking 2 quarters now. Fucking quarters, bro.
Yo, and was that the joint y'all put in a group message? The girl was like, I'm just tired of these niggas being losers. Talk about FanDuel.
That's how that shit felt, bro.
Yeah, I wanted to say, bitch, mind your business.
Like, girls think that shit funny when we lose our bets. They probably be fucking in the group chat, cracking the fuck up.
This dickhead lost again.
Like, the fuck?
Oh my God, bro.
What the fuck is this nigga doing, man?
Man, I don't know, man.
Niggas pissing me off.
Always. Well, how was your week, my guy?
What the fuck happened this week? Not a lot happened this week. It's only Thursday. I really haven't done anything. Nothing important happened.
I'm saying you got a birthday coming up. Big yes, birthday sir. Coming up.
Birthday on Monday.
You know what I'm saying?
Turning up.
Oh, talking about. Just a sidebar. Don't you hate when your birthday's in Monday, Tuesday, middle of a fucking week? Like, what the fuck?
Well, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be real honest. Whatever day my birthday falls on, I don't do shit anyway. It's like, when it don't fucking matter anymore. Like, my birthday can be on a Saturday. And I know for a fact I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, at this age, it don't even matter. It's your birthday. Oh, shit. Thanks a lot. I'm another year older. My back hurt a little bit more. Fuck it.
I get a macaroni card. A macaroni birthday card. That's cute.
Oh, from your daughter? I said, what the hell is that?
Yeah, she gave me a fucking macaroni card.
Yeah. Listen, when my daughter get of age, I want a motherfucking gift. I don't give a fuck. What you give me, get a gift. All the money I done put all these years, her birthday ended a month. And I'm doing crazy overtime so she can have a good little weekend. When she gets a job, if this heifer don't give me nothing,
listen, I want a fucking Hellcat. I don't care what year it is. If I'm getting a Hellcat for my birthday and that fucking child, I swear to God, I don't fucking have a Hellcat in the next 10 years.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, she gonna get you the model one, the model car, John. Model
That's cool.
Why don't she get you
Hellcat?
Hellcat. You know what I'm saying? Hellcat and Trackhawks. We got you. I'm set it up.
You know, somebody better give me something. Or matter of fact, I would like a gift card to FanDuel.
Do they have those?
Fuck no, but they should though. They should. If somebody they had a gift card for FanDuel, I swear to God, what? I'd be cool with it.
What?
Like, you don't gotta give me shit. I don't want no haircut money. I don't want no food. Give me FanDuel.
Check your FanDuel.
FanDuel gift card.
Check your FanDuel account. What you got? Oh shit! I got free bets.
Give me $50 in free bets, and I'm cool. And I guarantee you, I fuck that shit up. I guarantee it. I will fuck that shit up so fast.
Yo, swear to God, then you join a wave. Everybody be like, my ticket smack. The ticket I said, yo, it smack. All right. The next day, I joining a wave. Ticket not smacking.
Ticket never smacks. Like, dirt. Yo, Wes.
What's good?
They ain't shit.
Yeah.
You talk about FanDuel.
FanDuel, yo, that's y'all with
losing
that.
Losing all our money.
Y'all got that.
You don't bet, Wes?
No.
You know what? I'm about to be just like you. I ain't betting on shit no more.
Yeah, I'm done. Tonight was the night. Because I know my ticket not going to hit. I just know for a fact.
I should try that other one with Jamie Foxx in the commercial.
I use that too. Bet MGM. It's all fixed.
I told niggas that. Niggas didn't want to believe me when I said niggas be fucking throwing their games and not getting any points. They do that shit on purpose. And I'm a dumbass for keep betting. But one day, I hit one time.
Nigga, once. Nigga average 11 assists. When you bet on him to get fucking 4, he gets 3.
Like, I don't understand how you're an NBA player, you can't score 10 points.
Shit,
man. Like, that don't even make sense to me.
It'll be happening sometime.
It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. You ain't never see LeBron with no 10, fucking 3 points in the fourth quarter.
He's LeBron. He's the GOAT.
Niggas gotta step their fucking game up.
Oh, so LeBron the GOAT, Jeff?
Yes, he is. He is the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Better than Jordan and Kobe?
He's the GOAT. You heard what I said?
I don't know about that.
One more time, he's the GOAT.
I didn't know you liked him like that. I thought he was a Jordan boy.
No, I like Jordan, but LeBron's the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? No ifs, ands, and buts. I don't care what nobody else say. LeBron's okay.
That's your opinion.
LeBron definitely is the GOAT.
I'm saying, Wes, how was your week, my guy?
How was my week?
Yeah.
It was chilling.
Not to be rude, but I ain't even get to finish my week.
Working on stuff.
Oh, he was talking. Hold on,
Wes. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, bro. Finish your week.
My week was chilling. My birthday coming up. I went to the doctor's yesterday.
Okay.
That's what we need to talk about.
Let's talk about it.
Black men and their health.
Let's talk about it.
Niggas. Yeah, be there.
Niggas, stop being scared to go to the fucking doctors. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is checking out here. Not from getting shot, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes,
mm-hmm.
Black community. Seriously, niggas get checked out, man.
Seriously.
Real shit. If you feel like you need to talk to a therapist, talk to them.
Okay,
there's nothing wrong about talking to a person like about your fucking problems.
You know what I'm saying? You can talk to me, man. Talk to
Jess. Talk to Jess.
I listen to people.
Talk to anybody if you need to. Mm-hmm. Seriously, there's nothing wrong with it, niggas. Cause y'all niggas,
I'm gonna listen. I'm unjudgmental. I'm not gonna judge you for real. I might call you a dumbass, but
you judge me a couple of times, Jess.
I don't judge you like that. I'm gonna tell you the real.
You didn't judge you.
Like as a real friend, I'm gonna tell you the real. If you a fucking dumbass, I'm gonna tell you a dumbass. I'm not gonna call you a dumbass in front of people I don't know. I'm going to hold it in. But when it's just me and you, I'm like, yo, you a fucking dumbass. Or you a fucking dickhead. Just so you know that. And, you know, and we going to go move on from there. And that's it.
Real shit. Go get checked. STD check. Ooh. Whatever check you need to get, a checkup, a fucking... Get a fucking check. You get money from getting, if you know, get blood drawn. So, if you broke, you need some money, get blood drawn. But you can't be fucked up.
And sometimes we got to stay in the crib, make your own food, because this food out here ain't good for you. I don't know what the fuck is in it. Motherfuckers in sixth, seventh grade, bigger than me. And I don't know, you
a big motherfucker, man.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, what the fuck? He's a sixth grader? Nigga, 400 pounds. I'm confused.
That's ridiculous, man.
You know what I'm saying? You don't got to always eat McDonald's and Popeyes and shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about earlier, bro.
What?
About food, man. We eat this food like it's normal.
Oh, yeah, man. That shit definitely, man. But like I was saying earlier at work, eating healthy is fucking boring as shit. Like they don't make eating healthy fun.
No,
eating healthy sucks.
And it's expensive, which makes no
sense. Expensive as shit. That's just weird. That is so weird to me. I don't get it.
Makes no sense.
Solid itself
is 12 green.
But really, it's not that weird though. I mean, it's not that expensive.
As sweet yes, green, Wes, listen to me. Listen to me. A solid ass sweet green is fucking $19.
A solid where?
Sweet green.
Sweet green, you said.
That's like in what is it, Ardmore?
You ain't gotta go there.
Huh?
I said you ain't gotta go there.
I mean, you don't have to, but that's the next best thing to get a popping ass solid.
Mm-hmm.
Why you don't like nobody want no fucking solid with just cucumbers? That shit is fucking corny and boring.
All
right. $19.
$19 for a fucking solid. A four for four. You get fucking a burger, four nuggets, a fucking drink, and fries. It's $4.
$4. That's
$4. That's ridiculous.
That's a big difference.
Solid though.
Huh?
I said, what's so popping about this salad?
They got shit in there. You get whatever you want.
What, vegetables?
You go to Sweet Green, you can get whatever you want.
Wait, Wes. If you're going to eat healthy and you're not making it, where are you going to get the food at? I just want to know.
The supermarket, man.
No, you're not making it. You're not listening to me. You're not making it. You at work, you got to go get something healthy for lunch. Where are you going?
Go to the Chinese store, man.
That ain't healthy, bro.
That's worse.
You know they all change the grease. The fuck?
They really put heat in a fucking store.
Shrimp and broccoli.
Man, that shit ain't healthy, bro. That's not healthy.
With fried rice, bro? What are you talking about?
Even with the white rice, that shit still ain't healthy.
I mean, it's better than a fucking double cheeseburger, but...
You think so?
I don't know. You gotta be fucking calorie count when you do some shit like that.
You know what I mean, but man, ain't nobody doing all that shit. But look, eating healthy stinks. But try it. It's gonna fucking save you.
I mean, it's just how you gotta do it, bro.
What do you mean? Eating healthy is eating healthy. Eating not healthy is just
bro. Wes, how you talk about Wes? The last episode, you was frying chicken in the middle of the night.
All right,
you talking about you eat healthy all the time.
Fried chicken is healthy, man.
What? What? What are you saying?
Oh my god!
You can have fried chicken, though. It's just it's certain shit you can't eat. You can't eat like carbs and shit, man. You can't eat a bunch of bread.
True, right. You telling me right. bread is true, but
yo, if all you ate was fried chicken and collard greens, you'd be healthy as shit. Fraction of calories every day, you could be a healthy motherfucker.
How?
What you mean how?
You cannot eat fried chicken and collard greens every day and expect to be healthy.
Yo, that's healthy, dog. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's not.
That's nowhere near healthy.
We gotta
what are you talking about? First of all,
you eat fried chicken and collard greens every day, you're gonna have a heart attack.
Who the fuck you won't?
Yes, you will. Fried foods every day.
You know how healthy collard greens is? All right, fried chicken. Y'all thinking about cholesterol and shit. But listen, the collard greens is going to, you know, balance all that shit.
That's major. Like, what? All the salt and seasoning salt on that shit, bro? What are you talking about?
All right, who said you got to make your chicken salt?
What's what you eating right now?
So you don't make your chicken salt. So you ain't use no seasoning salt? You ain't use Bobby Brown shit?
I mean, I used Bobby Brown shit, but it wasn't salty.
It's seasoning.
Yeah. Mm. No, it was not salty. All
right, man. Wes, how was your week?
How was my week? It was chilling, man. I worked. It was stressful.
Why was it stressful?
I had to work.
Are you eating while we were recording, bro?
A little bit.
Oh my god! That's why your sound going in and out like that, huh?
Oh no! You know that might be my TV. But yeah, my week was alright. It was what I was doing. I had to work 6 days in a row. That was the bullshit.
I'm sorry, man. Lugans Dort has 4 fucking points.
Are you watching the system?
No, I'm watching it on the FanDuel.
I don't know why that sound going in and out. That might be.
What quarter is it, bro?
Fourth quarter, 5 minutes left. He can do it.
Is that Jeff?
How many points does Embiid have?
Embiid got 22.
Hey, yo,
oh my god!
Is this the first time Joel Embiid had braids?
Oh my god!
I don't think I've seen him with braids before.
I don't know. My shit was probably dead anyway. I had a 17 league parlay for $1.
Embiid has, and Sixers probably losing, bro.
Yeah, we losing by 10.
Come back, go to overtime, and Embiid. What the? You know what? We ain't even talking about this. It's just
Jess, what's up, man? How was your week, man?
My week was actually cool. Just was long. I'm working my days off and everything, you know. Like I
working
said,
your wet off?
My days off right now.
Mr. But, Overtime.
Yeah, I'm trying to make, you know.
McDouble.
My daughter about to be the big 13.
Damn, so, really? Man,
yeah, and in a month, she'll be 13, bro.
Damn, 13 years.
That's right out of high school. Look, when I looked in the mirror, I see another gray hair. Like, damn.
Man, look. Yeah, man, try something. Is y'all hair falling out?
No. It's not falling
out. My hair is falling out.
Yeah, for a minute, man.
That's crazy.
Let it go.
I can't. I don't know what I'm doing with it.
Don't let it go, bro.
I'm not gonna let it go. I can't.
You went bald a couple times. So you might as well just roll out.
You take after your man LeBron. You just be holding on.
I don't know what I'm holding on to. I don't know why. Because my hairline is fucked. It just
like, no, but your barber ain't that good. I could hook you up, man. You just
no. My hairline is fucked up because when I was younger, I was experimenting on cutting hair.
Man, that ain't why your hairline fucked up.
Man, shut up, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Say your barber ain't that good.
Like, the fuck? Your barber tie on. Like.
So what?
Oh, man.
Tie on, try and be a barber. You doing this thing. All right, so what's your story, bro? You was experimenting cutting your hair. That's why your hairline fucked up?
Yes.
That shit just never grew back.
It never grew back.
Like, what the fuck? It was you put chemicals in that shit?
Even when I went bald and I let it grow back, it still came the same way.
Yeah, I don't know what you did, bro. You fucked some shit up.
I don't know. It's cool though. I still look like I'm 18. I still look good.
I don't know about that. I'm about 18, but you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
25.
Really? That's a compliment.
25, 26. 25. That's how old niggas think we are, though. Like,
Niggas think young. You know what's funny?
What?
At work, I knew I'm officially an old head when I said, yeah. You niggas too young to know this shit. That shit be cracking up. They don't know what we do. They don't know the song What We Do.
What We Do.
They don't know that shit.
You what talking about
Philly anthem, Freeway. What We Do is wrong.
No, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't that. It was Flipside.
What?
Oh my god.
They don't know that.
That's a block party anthem.
That's a block party anthem right there, but niggas don't have block parties no more.
They don't.
Niggas don't have block parties no more. It's not safe. Have a block party.
Yeah, last time block parties was popping was like 2020, before pandemic. COVID. Yeah.
Even before then, this shit was insane.
Man, COVID makes just so dangerous.
Like, Philly's a dangerous city.
Man. But you know what, though? Niggas is getting poor. That's what it is.
Niggas been poor. It just, they no, just...
They've been poor, but it's, the poor shit is getting worse.
Like, it's retarded. You know what I'm saying? I just know niggas out here stealing cars, carjacking motherfuckers all day long. I'm gonna let you know right now, I'm not the one. Let you know right now. Carjack me all you want. I'm lighting my car the fuck up.
You shoot through the windshield.
I'm tearing that bitch up. You think you got off with a lick? Okay. As soon as you fucking think you stepped on the gas, that shit is getting aired.
Oh, so as soon as they pull off, you lighting that shit up. Okay.
I'm lighting that shit up. Hey, if I can't drive it, neither can you.
It's somebody did that. So an Uber driver got carjacked. You remember he shot the young boys?
Mm-hmm.
He got charged for that shit.
Uber driver,
they gonna know. They gonna know. Don't ever try this shit again.
Niggas is stupid.
Oh, it's just such a stupid crime, though, man. Stealing cars,
like, carjacking, like, you really, like, especially in this day and age, like, cars had trackers.
Yeah,
you can't go nowhere without the fucking key, like the little automatic joint. You can't go nowhere with that shit.
Key fob, yeah.
Can't go nowhere, like. Even if you go somewhere, you steal my car, I have my key. You can only drop. You can't stop.
Now you just gonna have niggas say, "Give me the key."
Niggas,
listen,
try
to beat us
up.
You said you try to beat us up.
I said, "Nigga, try to rob me, and it's up."
Oh yeah,
I'm never lacking. Got something with me at all times, bro. I'm telling you.
But I don't know. If I got my daughter in the car, then it's, you know, it's different.
Okay, get out. Because I'm about to drop empty this
cause
shit.
Because now I gotta buckle her out to see. That's so fucking much. Like, damn, nigga. Like, you gotta wait. You gotta wait to steal this car, bro. You get my fucking daughter out.
Niggas be stealing the car with the baby in it, man.
But that's, you know why? Because
they leave the shit running. They go in the store.
Yeah, they leave
the
fucking
shit.
Car running. Why do you go in the store?
Yeah.
Which is idiotic. I don't get it.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I have done it because my car pushed the start and my key in the pocket. So if you take my car, you know what I'm saying? You only gonna go but so far because it's gonna detect the key ain't there and it's gonna be like, you know, no key detected and shut down. I mean, you can get a certain distance, but listen, I don't know.
Speaking of kids, y'all niggas want more kids? Well, Jess, Wes, you want any kids?
You want to go first, Jess?
Do I want more kids? I mean, yeah, I got a daughter. I would like a son to carry on my name.
Yeah, I want a son so bad.
You know what I'm saying? Be a little juice. I mean, I don't mind having a daughter. She played basketball. It's not the same because I could just yell at her and the world, and you'd think somebody knocked her across the room or some shit where you crying and shit. I want a son to be like, what you say?
What, guys? You want to rumble your son?
Yeah. I want to be like, yo, stop that crying shit, five. Cave your chest in, young boy. You can't
do that.
But no,
I can't do that.
But no, like, do I want to start? I mean, if it happens, it happens. I ain't forcing it, but right. I ain't stopping it either. So I'll just put it that way.
Okay. What about you, Wes?
Yeah, I want some kids, man. Man, I probably have some time.
He's time is ticking, nigga. Time is ticking.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you ain't getting younger.
You don't want to be 40 with a 2-year-old.
Why not?
That's going to be hard as shit.
It ain't that hard.
I mean, white people do it. They wait till they are financially stable all the way. They got to bought the house, everything they need before they have a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they think it's easier, even though a kid is still, you can't plan certain shit. I mean,
but
it's all,
especially if you find the right person, you just gotta go with the flow. But like, you know, I ain't find that one yet.
So, question: Wesley, if you was to get with a lady and she has kids, do you mind being a step pop?
I mean, if I got feelings for her, nah, I don't mind.
What if her son is like, yo, you not my dad?
Like,
all right,
okay.
Like, yo, don't say that to me. Oh, yeah, you're not my motherfucking dad. What you gonna do, Wes?
Well, look, I ain't gonna fuck with the young boy. I ain't gonna be like with that type of time with him.
Yo, but you about to marry her. That's your stepson. What you gonna do?
Well, look, if I'm about to marry her, he gonna have to fall in line. Like, he already know what's up.
Yeah, Wes, fall in line. Okay.
He gonna have to fall in line. I'm. We about to get married. I'm running this house.
But what if he's like 21?
What if he's 21? He could get out. He's 21. Get the fuck out! I'm paying bills with this.
That kid is funny.
Oh yeah, chicks. Yeah.
You just gotta know how to play your part. If you become a step parent, like sometimes you can't. If they got an active father, you can't always comment on something.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, for sure. If they got their dad in their life, you ain't gotta be there for them like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, you kind of do.
If it's dad,
especially if you're in the household, it's different being in the household, bro.
Well, so if they divorced or whatever, his dad is like around, he there, but like, you know, they just don't live together. His dad is there, you know, financially and, you know, supporting him or whatever. You just a nigga, you just a step pop. You know what I mean? You just a friend. You know what I mean? You ain't daddy, you know what I mean? He getting that shit from his real dad.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta be cool. Just like Kenneth, you remember what? Everybody's business out there. Well, like, you know, yeah, he was just cool. He was just buying kind of shit.
What happened?
Nothing.
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna call you later. I'm gonna call you later. That's great.
But you said just be a friend and buy stuff. I mean, I can see that.
Wait. Like, buy the kid stuff or the dad buying the stepdad stuff?
No, you're the stepdad. No. All you got to do is buy young boy shit. That's it.
That's not true.
It'd just be cool. I'm saying.
Where's the time when you in the house and he did some drunk and his mom not there, she at work, but you there, and he did some drawing shit? What are you going to do?
You the parent. You the adult. You still got to discipline him, but like, you ain't got to discipline him. But you just gotta be real with him. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was fucked up.
All right, because you about to say, you just said you gotta be cool with him.
It depends on how old. If he a young boy, like if he a kid, you know. But if he like a teenager, like a grown young boy,
say he's 10 years old. They're old enough to know who their father is. You know what I'm saying? But. Mm-hmm. They still kids at heart. So y'all in y'all house and shit like mm-hmm. that. Let me think of a scenario. And it's he playing house. With a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's y'all house now. Uh-huh. You're married. You're a family. Playing uh-huh. with a ball, and he breaks the window. As you uh-huh. told him before, yo, don't play with the ball in the house. Yeah. He breaks the window, right, per se.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like, yo, you just broke the window. And he like, so? You not my motherfucking dad. What you gonna uh-huh. do, Wes?
He's 10 years old.
Crazy-ass scenario.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's a crazy-ass scenario.
What you gonna do?
But it also depends. Like, it's my house, right?
It's your house. It's you and your wife's house together.
That we bought. We bought this house together.
Yeah.
See, because that also matters. Because, like, if she a single mom, and they already living there, and you the nigga that's just coming into the house, that's a different dynamic, too. But you also got
to be... I'm coming in the house, paying the bills, it's not mm-hmm. my shit.
That's
I'm
your shit.
I'm not the king of the castle.
Right, right. Listen, I ain't gonna put hands on them, but like I'm gonna discipline them. Like, yo, you gotta go to your room. Put them on timeout.
A 10-year-old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10-year-olds can go to timeout.
Timeout. You talk about punishment now.
Punishment.
That's the toddlers.
Yeah. Are you gonna beat them? What you gonna do, Ralph?
What my stepkid?
Yeah.
Hmm. I have
because then you gotta deal with the mom.
I had half stepkids before.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You did, yeah.
That was a wild moment.
Yeah,
y'all niggas should have stopped me with that.
Girl, you was drunk. I put it to ass.
That's shit, fucked man. Up.
We tried, but you wanted
to. Nobody tried to do shit because if y'all did, if y'all tried, I wouldn't have did it.
Bro, we tried. We was
going to tried. School and everything.
I was like 18.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We tried. She had the glasses, right?
Yeah,
we tried.
He was like 25.
We tried. Was taking a little nigga to school and shit. He was doing parent teacher shit.
Fucking wild times.
Yeah,
bro.
That was wild.
But what you doing, bro?
But
what
yeah, I'm a yo.
Yeah, I'm a snap.
I'm a yo. I'm like, what the fuck is you doing, dog? Just like that. What the fuck is you
That's
doing?
Out.
What the fuck are you doing? Throwing a ball in the motherfucking house. You know better. Just like that. His face gonna be mm-hmm. so fucking weird. He's like, damn, I ain't never heard this nigga talk like that before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guarantee he never do it again.
He ain't gonna do it no more, man.
He not gonna do it no more. Once I said, what the fuck are you doing?
You just gotta let him know that you don't play.
I'm definitely calling mama, yo. You need to get here now because I'm about to treat young bull. I'm gonna walk out of here.
I'm not treating him.
No, I said, I'm gonna tell her, what you gonna do? I'm going to tell her, I'm going to snap one, I'm going to yell at him, and I'm going to call his mom and be like, especially if he got an active father, like, yo, you need to come home now or call his pop to come pick him up because I'm about to whoop his ass. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going
to
go in there. I'm going to take all his shit.
He just broke my motherfucking window, and some of y'all paying for one of y'all paying for this shit. So by the time she get home, either she going to whoop his ass or the pop better whoop his ass because I call the pop, like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he got to get his ass whooped, though.
Jesse, I told you multiple times to not play with a ball in my house, and you break my window, he got to get his ass. I got my ass whooped when I broke the window. Shit.
By some nigga that wasn't your dad?
No. My mother and my grandmother, they rode on me for breaking the window.
But so, you see, though, I understand that scenario, though. Like, because if a nigga that's not my dad, because I've been that kid before. I've been, you know what I mean, in the house with a nigga that wasn't my dad. I'm going right at that nigga. Like, you ain't my fucking dad. You feel me? Yeah. Like, this shit,
and we going to have issues. When you draw him, if you
chilling. Listen, I went right at the nigga. Like, yo, you I don't know
what
the fuck you think.
What he do?
He do what shit. He do shit. Yo, I rumbled before. I fought these niggas. Like, they don't want no smoke. Like, I was a big young boy, too. It wasn't that.
Yo, was his name Gregory?
Nah. Nah. But, like, yo, them niggas got to fall in line. Like, shit.
But you're the kid, though.
I'm the kid.
Why the fuck they got to fall in line?
Yes, I'm here. You feel me? They got to know what's up. Like, I ain't that nigga. You ain't running shit around here. You
well, you're 10 years old.
I'm 12. I'm 12. Man. I'm 12.
All right. I don't give you 10, 12.
He's like 30 something.
Fuck that nigga. But listen, that's where the kid is coming from. So I know where the young boy is going to come from. Like,
this is the people without kids, and they always think like this. You get what I'm saying?
Listen, no. Because listen, if you've been that kid before, you already know. Wait, unless the boy is cool. Look. Unless the boy is cool, he got to come in with some, like, trying to buy you shit. You feel me?
So now he got to buy love.
Like Kenneth Step Pop. Like, he just got, you know what I mean? He just got to buy him shit.
I don't believe in that, man.
You gotta be nice to the young boy. You can't just come in. You can't just come in and be on some shit like your young boy. Like, I'm the man now.
You're not saying that, that's
what you're saying. Like,
no, it's not.
You gotta be nice.
So if I'm not so Pete Gang, if the young boy when I had the stepchild, he wasn't nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, damn, a fuck old head. I gotta buy him shit just for him to like me.
Yes. You fucking his mother. Like, what don't you understand about this? You're not his dad.
I don't agree with that at all.
No, you gotta be nice, man.
Y'all don't
agree with that?
No.
That's why y'all have problems.
I don't have problems, actually.
I'm talking about that's why if you was in that situation, you're gonna have problems.
I've been in a situation, I don't have problems. We don't have problems.
You're gonna have a young boy just not liking you.
No, they like me. It's a respect thing, you know what I'm saying? Introduce myself, what's going on, you know. Oh, you play video games with a young boy or if it's a girl, what you like, you know, I might talk to you and everything, and then you know, see what you like. Might, you know, do something for you, nothing crazy, but I ain't going out my way to please that person. Like, what you mean? I'm here for
that's your wife's son, your new girl's son. You want y'all a family now.
But she don't have to buy him something for him to like. You're not gonna buy your son shit.
You're not your own son.
I'm not saying that.
I'm talking about why I gotta buy love. That's not how it works.
Listen, he asked
me, can you help me with the homework? Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna treat you like my own kid.
I'm not about to say fuck you and be like, he's like, well, alright, well, fuck you too. Then I'm like, alright, you know, I'm gonna buy you something. You're like, alright, well, I fuck with you now. That shit don't work like that.
Dog, it do though. I mean, buying him something, you ain't gotta buy him nothing expensive.
You don't gotta buy nothing at all.
Just be nice, like, buy pizza. I'm like, alright, young boy. I mean, just be nice. You gotta be, you can't come in and just be on some. You know what I mean? You better act like
I'm gonna fuck you up. You don't gotta be like that. You can be on some chill shit. Like, what's up, yeah. Bro, how you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be like, here's this. Because once you stop doing it, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's just like, that's like with a fucking girl.
That's just, nah. I mean, especially if y'all married. If you married, and she already got
that. When we get to that point, marriage won't even come to, like, get there. But look.
If you married, that's my child now.
Yeah,
like, that's my stepchild. Yeah. I'm not even gonna call him such a child. That's my son.
But it wouldn't even get to marriage if you treat the fucking son, if you treat the other kid wrong or not. Yeah. That's not gonna work. Marriage is definitely not gonna get there. You can't marry a woman and fucking not marry the kid. Like, it don't work like that.
That's what I'm saying.
But you don't gotta bottom stuff. You don't gotta bottom stuff first.
Well, look, it's fucking not first, not like as soon as you come in the door. But look, let me tell you, it's easier. Like, just be nice. Like, especially if he already got a dad or whatever, you ain't trying to be his dad. Yo, just keep that shit cool.
All right, like, look, just here, take this. Don't talk to me.
No,
that's basically what you're saying, hun. Take this fucking, take this toy.
Let me get you a new cell phone.
So every time you go over there, well, y'all live together. I'm saying every time you come in the door, you gotta give him something.
Nah. Like, that's just the introduction. It's just like, all right, we gonna be cool.
Not right away.
What do you mean that right away? Like, yeah, I said the introduction. Right, he said every time I come over there, it ain't like I'm showering them with gifts. Just be like, yeah.
It does seem like it because you said you got to buy him shit. You got to buy pizza today. You got to buy him toy today. Like, what?
Take this pizza, young boy. Go in your room and eat it. Yo, sure. Yeah. We about to get nasty.
You just be cool. Like, all right, just to give it like, yeah, he be buying me shit.
It's never going to work. That's never
going to work. Yo, that works. Trust me.
That would not work. I
promise. It worked.
It worked for you. They bought you shit.
No. Them niggas never bought me shit. But what I'm saying, they wanted to come in like y'all niggas.
That's the thing why you wanted to fight them. They ain't buying
Nah, them niggas was trying to be on some shit like, yo, young boy. You feel me? And that wasn't it.
They should have brought you something first. Then it would have been like, oh, young boy.
No, them niggas should have been. They coming in here on some shit like I'm the man of the house now.
So basically, I seem like you was older and you just mad at another niggas in here with your mom. You know what I'm saying? Because you already know what it's hitting for. I feel like at 10 years old,
you should know.
I mean,
you know what's going on.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
At 10 years old, you know what's up.
But I feel like at 10 years old, you still into a bunch of kids stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what's up, but you still mind your own business doing what you do.
Yeah. You know, 10 years old, I can't even say it. 10-year-olds right now, they playing the game. They don't care what your mom doing. Long as, you know.
Some 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
When I was 10, I wasn't going through it. This shit happened when I was 11 and 12. I was a little older. That's a different age.
Well, we still doing the same shit at 10.
I mean, you remember how we were when we was 12 and shit, 11 and 12. Like, that was different. It was a different job.
You know what I'm saying?
We was also state property shit. We was at was a different joke.
So you don't want your mom happy? Think about it now in the long run. If this guy is making your mom happy and you know
this nigga all right. I see I'm getting personal now. See, if he was making my mom happy, cool. But like that, you know what I mean? So you gotta make everybody happy. You gotta make everybody happy. That's you want to come around?
No, that's true.
Make her happy and be like, "Fuck young boy."
But you saying that?
Yeah,
that's what you basically just said.
I don't think
I'm not like saying that. Fuck the young boy.
I think boy was chilling. You just was being a dickhead.
No, never. It wasn't like that. Like some listeners, they was some listeners.
I know me as a step pop, I'ma just play my part. You know what I'm saying? If you need me for something, I got you.
Okay, now you're saying what I'm saying. What are you talking about?
No, I'm gonna play my part. You telling me I gotta buy gifts every day. I'm gonna play my part. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, play your part. Your part is just be cool, be nice. Yeah.
I'm gonna be cool.
You gotta come around acting like you want shit.
You know
what
that is a second day.
Yeah.
That's a stepdad. That's a second dad. Mm-hmm. A second dad ain't gonna be like, "Oh, you ain't nice, so I'm not gonna be nice." That's not how that shit works.
And I'm telling you, even if they have a dad outside that's active, it's different when you live in the house with the person. You get what I'm saying?
Still gotta be that second dad.
Yeah, you gotta be a father figure, a male figure, positive male figure for them.
Especially if you got a son.
Yeah, real shit.
You don't want nobody to
listen,
like,
man.
Like, I mean, because you don't got kids, so it's like you don't know. Like, I wouldn't want my daughter to be around some fuck ass stepdad,
right? For sure.
And I know Justin want his daughter to be around some fuck ass nigga.
Okay, so listen. We just make a hypothetical. So you got kids, hypothetically, you got kids, and that's outside. I mean, you and your girl divorced, but she move on. She got another nigga.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Shit. That's
okay.
My life.
Okay. So she got another nigga. Now, they all in the house with you, with her husband, and your daughter. Mm-hmm. How would you want that nigga to be? You want him to be nice and just buy the girl shit, like, hey, buy a pizza every now and then? Or you want that nigga telling her what to do, like running shit like he her fucking pop? Okay. Okay.
So listen, I teach my daughter to be respectful. I already know. You're not listening. I teach my daughter to be respectful to adults. Mm-hmm. If he say, yo, your mom told you to wash these dishes, then you need to go in there and wash the motherfucking dishes. Ain't no being disrespectful. If anything comes up that he's saying something wrong or some shit happened, like, you don't have to discipline her. You know what I'm saying? You could always contact me, contact her mom. You know what I'm saying? She got family members that'll come over there and whoop her ass.
Whoop her ass, right? You're going to come over there and whoop his ass.
Yeah, listen. No,
If he contacted me
and say, Michaela's being disrespectful, she's talking back, and you know, all this shit, I'm going to come and address her. Because no, I don't teach you to be disrespectful to adults. That's the problem with kids today. Mm-hmm. I'm not teaching you to be disrespectful to no adult. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you can't be disrespectful to an adult, especially you a kid.
Yeah, but if you doing something wrong, I'm gonna address it. Now, if she tell me, oh, he just be saying crazy shit like that, I'll say something to her mom. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Before I have to go to handle it a different way. But like, that's life. You gotta understand that people move on with themselves. So, because I got a new lady in my house, and she tell my daughter to do the dishes, and she don't want to do it, she gonna tell her mom, like, this bitch tell me to do the dishes, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now she want to come fight her. That's not how. Mm-hmm. That's not how life works, bro. That ain't how life works.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's everyday chores for a teenager. Go bust the suds.
Look,
wash some fucking dishes.
I'm telling you, that's the most non-confrontational way, dog. You don't have to be all. You don't have to try and be daddy to this little nigga. Like, you don't have to try and.
That's the stepdad though.
That's what I'm saying.
A stepdad.
We in the house. You got not saying that you're trying to be dad of the year, but you gotta be.
You don't have to push your weight around and try to be all Mr. Authoritarian. Like, I run this fucking house now. You know what I mean, you don't
like that though.
Nope. I mean. But like, that's what it is. Like,
if I say multiple times, give you warning, yo, don't play with the ball in the house, you could break something. And I say it again, don't play with the ball in the house, you could break something. Like, yo, don't do this. Mm-hmm. And I say it again, and then you still do it, and you break my window or break some shit, we have a problem.
Well, of course, that's a scenario. You feel me?
But that's what I said. Like, so in that case, what do you do?
Because you discipline him a little bit, but like, you should have, as a stepdad, you should have a non-confrontational relationship with your stepchild, especially if he's already like grown enough. You shouldn't be like trying to boss him around like you're the kid, I'm the adult, you're the child.
Hey Wes, you can't be like that. Can you please not do that again?
No, you ain't gotta be like that.
How you gonna say something?
Like, yo, you already the authoritative figure. You already the adult.
If he just broke something, like I said numerous times, stop doing it. Then he clearly don't listen. So now you got to take it to the next level. You can't.
Okay. So all right. So look, let's just simplify it. What you want to do is you want to treat them just like you do your own kids in your house.
And minus
all the aggression. Minus the aggression. You're going to be more aggressive with your own kids.
I'm going to be you aggressive with about, a stepkid, too.
Don't be aggressive with a stepkid, man.
Why not?
Nah. I'm treating them like I treat my own child.
No, don't. So you're going to beat them? That's basically what you're saying.
I'm not beating my kid.
You gonna beat your own kid. You're not gonna beat the stepchild.
I'm not gonna beat no kid.
Like, his life already hard enough. He don't got a dad.
I'm.
You wanna come around and beat this little nigga?
We gotta continue this conversation with more of our Niggas Need Sunday individuals.
Well, everybody got kids, so it wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
This conversation
won't
be the same as that way.
No, look, if I got my own kids in the house with the stepchild, I might, you know, put my hands on my child. I ain't gonna touch the young boy. What you mean?
What?
You leave that little nigga alone. That's not your child.
So if your kids and your stepkids sitting there playing and they both break the fucking TV, you gonna just beat your kid?
And not just the other one?
Yeah.
I mean,
anything ain't gonna get you like a fucking nut.
First of all,
I'm taking everything away, bro.
I'm gonna take all. I can take all his shit. I'll take his TV out of the room. Well, I'll do all that shit. I'll take the PlayStation.
What if he said you didn't buy it? There staring at my the dad fucking wall. Don't touch. What if he say don't buy? Don't touch it. My dad bought that.
But you I paid for the electricity. So turn that shit off. You ain't running shit in this house.
Call your dad. Tell him to get it. Mm-hmm. You even gotta say I pay for the electricity because they fucking kids. You ain't gotta say that shit.
Listen. I'm calling their dad. I'm calling your dad. Mm-hmm. Let him know.
Call your mom, call your dad, whoever.
And I'm letting him know that what I took, because what you just did. You get what I'm saying?
And then if the dad has something to say,
then we'll address that.
Then we can have a problem.
You know what I'm saying?
I tell him, yo, they just fucked my TV up, man. Ain't nobody doing shit
right. Then he be like, oh, all right. What you mean, oh, all right? Come get your fucking kids and pay for my shit.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't going to make the dad pay for that shit.
Why?
I mean, kids be playing.
You gonna pay for it?
Nah, it'd be nice if he did, but I ain't gonna make him. I ain't gonna take the nigga to court or no shit. Like, if he offered to pay for it, he should offer to pay for it. I ain't gonna say, yo, pay for my TV. For real. No,
I think he's gonna offer to pay for it because it's not his household. He can, like, you know,
if his son broke my TV, I'm gonna be like, yo, I ain't gonna make him pay for it, like I said, because shit happens. But, like, he should offer to pay for it. Like, if that was my son, I'd offer to pay for the TV.
No, I ain't offer
to I ain't going to make him pay for this shit. You going to make him pay for it, Ruff?
Yeah. Somebody going to pay for my TV?
The mom? Shit.
You fucking... You with the mom. The mom is your girl. So, yeah, that's just the same shit. That's just the same shit.
She going to be mad at her son. She's probably going to tell the baby dad, yo, I need that money. Bring it up, or it's gonna be like that. Somebody
that's just that the TV, same shit as your son breaking the TV. But if your son broke the TV,
if my son broke the TV, I'll pay for the TV.
That's what I'm saying.
And my son's getting his ass whooped because he told you to stop playing with the ball.
My daughter goes to somebody's house and she breaks their shit. I don't gotta pay for that.
Yeah,
I gotta pay for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. I don't have to. I'm offer because I know that my child did it.
But that's a different scenario. We talk about your stepson. Your stepson broke your TV. You're not gonna make his dad pay for the TV.
Yes, I am. Somebody's paying for it.
That's your stepson.
So what? That's it. That's so what? Somebody's paying for that TV.
But you got to treat him like that's your old son when it comes to shit like that.
But Wes, he has another dad that can pay for it. He broke my shit. He's paying for that shit.
If he got TV in his room, that shit coming out.
I'm playing my PS5 on that 32-inch.
I'm watching that TV.
Until somebody buy me another TV.
You know what I'm saying? You got a cell phone? Run me that, young boy. I need that.
You don't got shit now. You broke my shit. You don't have nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't like me or what? You'll get over it. And that's what kids get over. Like, kids get over shit.
They don't get over shit, bro. I'm telling you. Shit. Fuck them niggas. They will never like you.
He's going to be raking leaves, shoveling snow.
He's going to fuck you up when he get older. Yeah, I promise you. try that shit when he get older. He going to fuck you up.
Because I took his phone at 10, he going to beat me up 10 years later.
No. Like, if you try to, like, get tough with him, he going to remember that shit.
If he 21 and I'm trying, why am I getting tough with a 21-year-old?
If he like 15 or 16, if he's 16 years old, still living there, he in high school.
It's still a level of respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't sit here and disrespect me in my house.
Yeah, you got 16.
That don't give a shit.
Listen, man. Tell me.
Listen, we got to keep this conversation going, man.
Yeah, man, we got to wrap this up, man. But listen.
The interesting dad, bro?
You got to work, right, Jess?
Yes, sir, tonight.
All right, but listen, this is the last thing I'm going to say. Niggas, I mean that shit, man. Get checked out, please. Mm.
For sure,
get your health in order, man. That shit ain't no fucking joke. Not a joke.
Yes, sir.
You want to live long without no fucking problems and no pain, none of that shit. Happy life, man. Get checked out, man.
High blood pressure.
You got to get medicine. Get that shit, man.
And it's just for our culture. Like, our culture is different than the white culture. You know what I'm saying? They always say this, like, You and always got to.
If you can, get a black doctor, bro. Real shit. Get a black doctor. A white doctor not going to fucking care about you. Mm-hmm. Like, they care about they people.
You got a black doctor, bro?
I have a black doctor.
My doctor white. I got to see what's up. But you know, we gotta learn how to eat right, man. People gotta learn how to eat right.
You for sure.
You need to take your own advice.
You talk about fried chicken and collard greens is a healthy.
Y'all don't understand, man. Fried chicken.
Yo, perfectly. You know what? When we get back on, we gonna start right there.
Fried chicken and collard greens is healthy, man. Like, what's wrong with bro?
Yo, we gonna end the show right here, man. You motherfuckers be safe.
I ain't talking about Popeye's fried chicken. I'm talking about fried chicken you made at your house by yourself.
That's still not
as long healthy, as you bro. Ain't putting too much salt on there, too much egg and flour and shit. That shit helps.
So if I eat fried chicken every day for 2 weeks, fried chicken and collard greens, bro,
you gonna fucking
I'm be good, bro. Right? I'm be good.
You gonna be good. Get you some vegetables. Drink a lot of water.
Listen, if y'all listening, please don't listen to this nigga West.
Don't.
You're gonna die.
At all.
Like, you're gonna die.
Man, drink water. Water.
Yeah, that's what I said. Drink a lot of water. Y'all thinking about fried chicken and collard green with macaroni and cheese and Kool-Aid and all that yams and all that.
Like, so if I eat all that and drink water, I'll be good.
No, just fried chicken, collard greens.
That's it.
And water.
So if I drink water every day with this meal, I'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all heard it first.
Yo.
Drink some fucking water.
I'll enjoy, yo.
All right, niggas.
All right, yo.